Baruchim Aboim, and welcome back. Baruch Hashem, I do still recognize many of the participants here, and though that I don't, I hope during the week I get a chance to meet them and to say hello and make some sort of a connection with them. I'd like to, of course it's very late, and I would like to just have a shtickel machshove, and maybe it has a shaychus to this week's parsha. And we'll come straight to the point. This week is a parsha of the shidduch that Avraham Avinu sent his Eved to get a shidduch for his son Yitzchok. It's noticeable in the parsha that nowhere in the parsha does it say the name of the person. Eliezer goes through the whole parsha without a name. If you have a chumash, and you have a seder, all of you, vayika ho'eved, vayima ho'eved, vayasa ho'eved, vayidaba ho'eved, and only one place it says, vayish mishto elo, one time you find he gets some sort of a title of some kind, vayish, but his name is not mentioned. Aloidobahu, hayitochen, how come? And the only reason we really know his real name is because in the previous parsha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maftiach to Avraham Avinu that he's going to have, he said, Uven Meshek Damei, Meshek Beisi, Hu Damesek Eliezer. So we know that his name is Eliezer. The Ha'ore is quite clear. When Eliezer comes to the house of Lavan, to Bethuel, and they want to give him to eat, whatever it is. He says, Lo yachalti ad im dibarti dvorei. I don't want to eat before I have what I, in other words, what's my shlich, what I came to do, what's my job, what am I doing here? So they said, Vayim adaber. So he introduced himself. What did he say? He didn't say, my name is, whatever his name is. He said his profession. No one asked him what his profession is. No one asked him what his job is. When you come to a house, I think, normally you come and you introduce yourself and you say, my name is so-and-so, I work for this and this company and I'm selling or buying whatever it is. I'm sure you all know how these things are done. L'chu'ure, Eliezer should have done the exact same thing. And he walked in and he said only one thing. He said, Vayoyma, Eved Avraham Anoichi, which really means I have no identity. I don't exist in this Maisa Bechlau. This maisa is a total maisa which is being done. I'm doing something, lekoved my odoin Avraham, and he's telling me to be mekayim a shlichus, a certain specific shlichus to do, and my name, my individual ani, myself, is irrelevant to the whole maisa, what's going on. No shaykh to me bechlal. A bezunda maisa of to do be mekayim the shlichus that Avraham Avinu sent me to do. Think that's the Havona of Eved Avraham Anoichi. The identity is not negeya to the whole story. What he's doing is not, I did it, I made it, I had it, because of me, I know how to sell things, I know how to convince people, that wasn't negeya b'chlal. The idea is, sech hakoil, the key of the shlichus that I'm supposed to be doing. There's a medrash in Bereshis. The Medr says the following: She'ein l'cho choviv l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'shliach she'mishtaleach la'aso yis mitzvah. Choviv is a title for very few. You do a mitzvah correctly, you do things nochoin, but to become choviv, to become chavivu, something special, something miyuchod. These people, who are the chavivim by Kodesh Baruch Hu? He's called the chaviv, a shliach shemishtaleach la'aso yis mitzvah. He's given the job, the opportunity to go do a mitzvah. V'nosan nafshoi k'dei she'atzliach b'shlichusoi. He puts his life. He does his whole matorah is only doing one thing, to be mekayim in the shlichus that he's doing. Everything else is irrelevant. It has no shaykhis, not I did, not I made, not I'm going to make it, I'm going to get a promotion in my business or whatever it is. All that is not negayis, bechlal not. The idea is, I'm doing exactly what the Meshaleich is telling me to do. This person is called a choviv, the choviv to do the maisa that he's doing. Kenira, the havona here is, that his matzev, that a shliach that does a mitzvah somehow carries a maila that even the oisei mitzvah doesn't have. A oisei mitzvah does a mitzvah because that's his chiyuv and he's mekayim the mitzvah. But say that he does that's correct. But he's not called choviv. He's not a choviv by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He does the mitzvah. So a shliach who undertakes to do the mitzvah for somebody else, not for himself. But he disassociates himself completely from the maisa that he's doing. And the maisa is totally a maisa only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only for the shlichus which is being done. He carries this maila of being a choviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think understood well that by the, after the ki maisa of Eliezer, Chazal say, when he said, boy Baruch Hashem, Rashi brings, sheyotzo miklal, miklal oru leklal Baruch. Miklal Baruch means that you don't think, we can't, you're not my cheshbon bechlal. You don't exist by me bechlal. You're an oru. And when he did this maaseh, and this maaseh was done, shlaso is a mitzvah of anosen nafshoi kedei lekayim shlichusoi. He was yotzo miklal oru leklal boruch. He received a different identity completely. He's a different person now. He's a boruch. Now he can be. And why? Because his now he has an identity. Now he's recognized by the avoid by the mitzvah that he did. That's Mesoma the Pshat in Chazal, that after the Maise of the Kiyum of the Shliches, he became Leklal Boruch. I think, if this is the reading of the Pshat, I'd like to read and maybe translate a Shtikale Sharei Tshuva in the second Shah. And he says the following, Mi Shechononoi Hashem Yizborach Deyo. Kodesh Baruch Hu was choinen in the person and gave him day to understand. Yoshev aliboy, he'll think, ki Hashem yizborach shlochoi bo'olam hazeh, Kodesh Baruch Hu sent him to this world, lishmo mishmartoi, v'toirosoi, v'chukoisov, u'mitzvoisov. He sent him for shliches. He's a shliach of Kodesh Baruch Hu. A mitzvah, Kodesh Baruch Hu sends a person, he gives him a shliches. To go do a job. What's my shlichus? My shlichus, every mitzvah that I do. Doiren sholach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal say, every mitzvah, look at it as a doiren that he gets from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do the mitzvah. So he's a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do the mitzvah that he's doing. What is he supposed to be doing? Lishmo mishmartoi, you're a shliach for lishmo mishmartoi, v'teirosoi, v'leifkach einov zulosi lase shlichusoi. This involves himself of anything else. He does nothing else bechlal. Only one thing he does. To be mekayim, the shlichus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending him to do. He's totally involved. He's totally mosu only to do this shlichus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to do. Ulekeitz hayomin, when it comes at the end of the day, when time comes, im oso shlichusoi be'emuno, if at the end he was a shliach ne'emon, he was a shliach that did exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to do. Yoshuv ubo berino, he'll return. Ubo berino, v'simchas oylom al roishim. This will be the end of it. The maila of this person will be this choviv that we're talking about, he's going to be Yoshuv berino, v'simchas oylom al roishim. And Rabbi Yehuda brings, ke'eved asher shalochai ha-melech le'vayom. And he gave him a job to do overseas somewhere, and he has no shaykhis to that country bechlal. He doesn't speak the language, doesn't do anything. His job is to do exactly what the melech told him to do. Nothing else involves him. He has no looking for business, for pleasure, for covet. Nothing else is going to happen. All you do is to do the thing that you're going to happen to do and to make it to be. I think this is a dogma of the shlichus that we just discussed by Eliezer Eved Avrom. If I may, I would like to just a single zustell, b'zeh rampin, understand if 200 and plus Talmidim of the yeshiva, they become Talmidim once they learn it one day, they become Talmidim regardless if they have an alumni record or whatever it is. Those that come to the yeshiva, leave everything they have. Nothing else there is. No business, no pleasure, no kimat, no mishpocha, whatever it is, and there's no going to buy things or whatever. I'll be in Atisrael, I'll go. Nothing's the gayer. The schedule is full from dawn till dusk. You're busy all day doing one thing. There's a shliches. Kodesh Baruch Hu sent you with a shliches. The shliches is lishma mishmato b'teirosei b'chukoisei b'mitzvoisov. This is the job that you undertook. All those that came Baruch Hashem to the Achikala undertook to do this job. That's what you're going to do. And when you do this, you disassociate yourself completely from any other obligation that you have. And nothing else exists. And you come, and you matzliach, and you do it correctly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leketz hayomin, when the Ebrister helps, at the end of the week, when after the mesibas siyum, and you're willing to go back at home and start to collect whatever you left on the side, leave it, you'll come in a matzav of yoshuv ubo berino, with the bezunda simcha, the simcha oilom al roishoy, they'll come with the medica simcha, coming back to the jobs, to the family, to all the responsibility that you carried until now. Kodesh Baruch should help that this shlichus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you to come here for this week and to devote yourselves kol kuloi lishma mishmato yichukoyse b'teiroisov to learn ba'asmo derabo like young bochrim tamidei chachom that learn in the yeshiva. Kodesh Baruch should help carry it with you and go back at home berino v'simcha and continue to shteig weiter and weiter. Yeshu koyach.